Let's go from COVID to kittens. Which sounds like an adorable segue, right? But apparently kitten season is anything but cute when it comes to animal shelters. And springtime means kitten season. So let's talk more about that now with Best Friends Animal Society, Dr. Erin Katribe. Dr. Erin, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for your time this morning. I think when people hear kitten season, it sounds adorable. It sounds like there are kittens blooming everywhere. And that seems like the most adorable thing that you could possibly imagine. It's got to be a nightmare if you run an animal shelter.
That is absolutely right. Springtime is the time of year when kittens start being born and are born in large amounts. And what that means is large numbers of kittens start entering animal shelters. They are a challenging population to care for, and so it really can be challenging for animal shelters.
Explain why it's such a challenging population.
Absolutely. So orphaned young kittens need round-the-clock care, care that usually mom would provide. But when we put them in an animal shelter setting, that's then care that we have to give them. And so, you know, that's really hard for shelters with limited resources. It also puts them in an environment with a lot of potential illness and infectious disease. And that's really hard for tiny, tiny kittens to overcome. So if we can, the best thing that we can do is actually leave those kittens out there for their mom to take care of them and not bring them into the shelter in the first place.
And that's probably, though, what most people think. If you see a litter of kittens and maybe you live, I don't know, near a wooded area or something like that, your first thought is, oh, my gosh, I didn't see the mom when I saw the kittens. Therefore, they must have been abandoned. I should pick them up and take them to a shelter.
People have the best intentions when they do exactly that, but the reality is mom is probably just around the corner. She's scared off by you, but if we step away and we do come and check back later, but if these kittens look healthy, they're clean, they're active, they're chunky, then mom probably is just around the corner. And so step away and wait and see if she comes back. Certainly if they look unhealthy or if you do check back later and it's been, you know, 10 or 12 hours and mom hasn't shown back up, then it's time to intervene. But in general, the best thing to do first is give mom a chance to come back.
And I think I've got to give you all at Best Friends Animal Society just the biggest kudos. I actually went to one of your facilities here in Los Angeles in Mission Hills. And my producer and I went to the kitten nursery and saw all the work that the volunteers have to do. I mean, it's everything from feeding those little kittens, bottle feeding them. It was the most incredible experience of my life. Bottle feeding this tiny little baby and making sure that it, you know, went to the restroom, that it was clean, that all of that kind of thing. I can only imagine if you get inundated, how long it took for us just to handle one kitten, how long it would be to handle every single kitten that comes in.
That's exactly right. It can be such a rewarding experience to care for these tiny, tiny little lives. But at the same time, it's so much work. And when you compound that by hundreds or thousands of kittens in a season, and in places like Los Angeles, it is thousands of kittens.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work and it's a big challenge.
Well, Doctor, thank you so much for what you do and Best Friends Animal Society does. And thank you for the information this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Take care. That's Dr. Erin Katribe with Best Friends Animal Society.